Still looking. Okay, I can't figure out where we ended, Ion. So, I don't know if we just did more than 128. Do you know what we did? Did we get into 129? You can't hear me, Ion? Do I need to go on my phone?
No, we can hear you. We were on mute. We'll just start at 126 and go down to 128, and you got it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to find out where on 128 we stopped. Just can't find
the
way.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We won't go that far past 128. So it's fine. We didn't go backwards. So if it starts off at 128, then that's where it starts.
No, we start at one, in the middle of 127. So funny, I can't find the words. Drench's Rudderup. Anybody trying to find Drench's Rudderup? If he's 128 or 129. Drench's Rudderup. Somebody's using the search mechanism. Where's the search mechanism? So unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Anybody found Drench's Rudderup? Can you see that 128, 129? We've unmuted everybody. So if you take a page from the text on the internet, just look. Search the word.
I see it, Bob. His rudder up. Fourth to rouse, his rudder up. Page 139, two-thirds of the way down.
Why are we doing 139? That makes sense.
Four to rouse, his rudder up, or to drench his dreams.
You see, we start at one. We didn't do 10 pages. That makes sense. You know, I'm listening to it, and we're on Rudder Up, and it's on page 139. That's 10, 11 pages later. Did we read through? Did we go that far? Well, maybe we did. What do I got here? 45, we did 50 minutes. Well, if Ion did 10 pages, that's incredible. So we're kind of like doing this over again. So we'll just start at 126 and go for 40, 50 minutes and see where we are. And then I go back and listen to this original one, session number 8. And if you want to listen to it, it's January 2nd.
It'll fit. Let's go.
Yeah, but do you remember doing 10 pages?
No.
45 minutes? Yeah, nope. So maybe you jumped ahead or something. I don't know. I don't understand what you did. I'd have to listen to the whole thing. Okay, so it's all part of the odd day today. So, where's the beginning? Okay, just a second. Sent to Ed. Ed Long. So, January 2nd. But we did this in,
Man.
Yeah.
Those They don't.
Well, I have, on January 2nd, 2021, we started on page 127 at From Zoomorphology and Ominous.
Yes.
That's where we started.
Yeah, yes. And did we do 12 pages?
No. No. I just have it stopped on that part of, I have notes from page 128 to end, at the end.
Yeah, just the words at the end?
No, I just have words, I have notes at the end of Powell's big plum on little oases like pillows of Heracleids has Ecoplus complex, and I have a mark that said Bob's Mediascape, and I have no notes on page 129 or 130.
Yeah, and what's the date of that? January 2nd?
Yeah, January 2nd, 2021.
Okay. January 2nd, February.
Oh, Lord. Bernie Sanders is going to have to kill himself. Going to have to be suicide.
Why?
Biden is opening up an $8 billion Alaska oil project with ConocoPhillips. Drill, baby, drill! So you see how the pendulum is really swung now? Because that was the thing. That was the kiss of death. Where he promised everybody, we're going to get rid of petroleum products. Or petroleum. We're going to work it out. We're going to do that. He told everybody to be still. And now he's having to approve it. There's a Negro in the woodshed.
And at 1453.
And worse than that, he's having to implement Trump's barrier at the border. We must be really, must be time to go, Bob, because he's cutting it off now. It's like, okay, you didn't get the memo. You get here above the 33rd. Don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. Enjoy it then.
Okay, be quiet, guys. I got to listen to this.
Can't hear anything, Bob.
I seem to be jumping around. I went up to the Rothschilds, which is on page 129. So, well, I guess we're redoing it all. Yeah.
I told you it was page 187.
What are you talking about? I'm listening to the tape. I'm jumping all over the place. We did a little bit, and then I was just going through samples for some reason. So it doesn't matter.
Okay, you're killing the radio show. You're killing the radio show.
No, I'm not. I kill nothing. Gives you time to fucking think about all the shit that Chad said. Did you follow that stuff? You're an idiot. Come on, Richard. You're not too smart for you to say anything. You know that. No, he's fucking up.
Now we got that straightened out.
Yeah. When do you ever say anything relevant or bright or something? No, never. And I'm not fucking up the radio show. If there's silence, that's just as good. Haven't you realized that?
It was Margarita's most famous session, private session.
Yeah. Okay, so where is, I'm trying to find a sample.
Bob sold that too. That was the hell of it. He sold it. Pretty good. You can sell a lot of those, Bobby.
What do I usually say? I'm trying to find,
you say, hello, Facebook.
Yeah.
International.
I don't even.
Bertrand does.
You know, it doesn't matter. We can go over, playing the session, because, I can leave.
Mm-hmm.
And, we can play that session anytime. So, or any length of time. So I'm trying to find, I think it's Wade, pagination. The last one was 51. Did I do that right? 51. February 11th.
Bert, will you make a note of this so he doesn't have to do this every week? Every other week?
No, shut up. You fucked everything up. You fucked everything up, so it's none of my business.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Just be quiet.
Dean, you said, you guys you said we were good. You said we were good for nothing.
You don't do fucking nothing.
You said we were good for
nothing. I had to find that quote and fucking censor it.
Thanks,
Ion. 2 extra hours. 2 extra fucking hours. Who said thanks? What did Ion say? What did he do? He said something? Who said thanks, Ion? Did I hear someone say thanks, Ion? What cowards. Did you fuck up, Richard? Okay, where is this? Date sent. You go all the way back. Are you meditating what you learned from Chad, Richard? Taking advantage of the silence? I doubt it. Okay,
irrelevant, Bob.
What's irrelevant? You? You, yeah, that's irrelevant. Okay, so it looks like, yeah, last is 51. All right, very good. Hey, Ion, when the clock jumps forward, so that's at 2 o'clock, what does that do to our timing system? Can we go an extra hour? Can you go an extra hour?
We just go your time. We just stay on your time so it doesn't get messed up. So we stay on your time. And when it changes, we change.
All right, so I mute everybody, especially Richard. I'm going to do a double mute on Richard. Okay. Mute all.
All participants are now muted.
Okay, so am I muted? No, I'm not muted. Let me just check with Ion. Can you hear me, Ion? Am I clear?
Sure.
Better
than usual.
So I'm coming through loud enough?
Nice. Very nice. Better than you have been.
Okay, so I don't need to go on the phone. All right. Because one time I did the headphones, it was too low. So let me check with someone else. You're not reliable. I'll check with Richard. Let's check with Richard. So,
Richard, you are loud and clear, Bob.
For some reason, these headphones are working tonight. Because they're never fucking. Yeah.
Richard, tell Bob how he crushed your ever dream.
Okay. I hit something, now it's all blurry. It's so fucked up, you wouldn't believe it. I got to redo the fucking turbo bridge. Leave page.
Yeah, turn off the Soundflower and turn down Skype. You know, don't be dragging anybody else in. You there, Bob?
All participants are now unmuted.
Da 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 da
Hello?
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Well, we can hear you.
Eugene.
I yep. never know when I'm hearable and when I'm not. So, Ion, where's Bob?
He's resetting the turbo bridge, remember he did.
Okay, I was right then, I guessed.
So, nobody's heard me. Where the
no,
fuck
no.
Gonna...
No, Bob.
No, I'm in silence.
No, Bob.
I got knocked off. Stop trying to fuck up this thing, Ion. You're trying to have no session.
That's better than getting knocked up.
Fucking weird, man. I got to do it all over again.
Last we heard, you said it was blurry. The screen was blurry.
And you had to reset the turbo bridge.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I fucking disconnected the goddamn turbo bridge. I forgot to... Okay, I brought it up, but I forgot to go in. Jesus Christ.
Stop trying to fuck up the session, Bob.
Fuck
Stop
you, buddy. Fuck you. Shut
hey,
up.
Hey, which Jesus Christ were you talking about?
Fuck you.
All participants are now muted.
Jesus Christ, are you talking about? Okay. You're going to have to, we might have to go over, we don't want to do another short session of this first page, Ion, so. Might have to go a little bit over. Okay, so what am I to do? I got to go back to what I started off as. So I'm ready to go. I did a lot of interesting explaining there, but I'll do it again. Welcome, Reading Finnegan's Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again, and we're starting the 52nd episode. And today, our session begins on page 126, which is actually chapter, book one, chapter six, which is made up of 12 questions. And we have done page just 128 before in the eighth session, but Ian's going to take us back to the beginning of this section, chapter, on page 126. And the first question goes about 13 pages. And the answer is a very short answer after 13 pages of details describing what this question is about. The answer is Finn McCool. And I remember Ion saying that refers to Donald Trump, which is incredibly controversial. But we were just learning how the wake was about today, as well as every other time. Or however, Ian's creating this magic of making the content of the wake relevant to this week's events, so to speak. So so as you listen to this, we're doing Trump. Whatever Trump is, what is Donald Trump? He's an image, and that image, I guess, contains the whole history of the race. Of the races, of the whole world, just like Biden would become president, and he contained everything that the experience of politics in America leads to. So, going back to 126, which starts off with the question, so? S-O question mark. Top of page 126. So? Who do you know tonight, lazy and gentlemen? The echo is where in the back of the woods. Call him forth. Just a second. I forgot to unmute Ion. Are you there, Ion? Is that the right one?
Right here. Right here.
Okay. All right. So. Starts off with so.
So.
Who?
Well, that's a good place to start.
Okay.
Tonight. Who do you know tonight? No, tonight, like not K-N-O-W, N-O, no, tonight. And then lazy and gentlemen. That's what you have here, setting the scene. Everything seemed changed overnight. And now all of a sudden, now we start off with, so, what do you deny or know to deny? What do you know to deny or deny or not deny? Lazy and gentlemen. Okay, now go ahead.
The echoes where in the back of the woods, call him forth. And then in brackets it has Sean McIrwick, brief dragger, for the concern of Messrs. John Jameson and Song, rated 100 and thin per store 100 on this nightly quickly quack of the 12 apostrophes set by John.
Okay. Now you're starting to set the scene here. They're starting to check everything. The ticky talk is starting to take over the meme of the disenchantment or the enchantment of information. Basically, that's what we're talking about here. The brief draggers. They're not doing news. Nobody listens to news because you can't trust them because everything they say is not true. Now, back in the woods, the echoes that everybody's hearing that everybody knew was the case that Hunter, believe it or not, Hunter Biden indeed did own the laptop. Believe it or not, there was no Russian collusion. And so bring him back. Call him forth. So now the brief draggers. And now we're going to go into the next little part for the jocket. Let's see.
The jocket. Yeah, so rated 100 and thin per store 100 on this nightly quickly quack of the 12 apostrophes set by jocket. Ear week.
Apostrophe. The tropes.
You mean metaphors? Tropes?
T-R-O-P-H-E-S. It's apostrophe. Tropes.
What are tropes? You mean metaphors with T-E-S?
Yes, correct. The 12 of them, they keep coming and they chant. And then they come again, and then they change, and then they come again. They bring in their TikTok is setting the 12 tropes set by Jocket. So go ahead.
Yeah, set by Jocket Mick Earweek. He misunderstruck an aim for an all of number 3 of them and left his free natural repose to 4 of them in their own fine artful disorder.
Now this is artful disorder. Okay, now you're looking at the world today, and it's a solid mess worldwide. There's no place you can go where it's a mess. I mean, I'm going to Papua New Guinea. Everything's nice over there. No, it's a mess everywhere. And this is now trying to set the tone of how bad it is, kids could say, reasonably trying to figure out which ones were left and messed up. So the number 3 and then the 4 naturally repost, as they keep finding their own artful disorder. That's the algorithm that sets the parts that you're allowed to see. The quickie quack, the quiz quack quack, the quiz ticky talk. That's what it's setting to show you. This is explaining the first part of the question, which indeed does have to do with the President Trump.
Yeah, because, of course, once the Trump regime happened in 2016, 2017, he was accused of creating a divided America and a mess, and 50% who hated Trump thought he was the archetype, the devil of creating disorder. So knowing it's going to lead to Trump, we see what this Joyce is anticipating by saying, 4 of them in their own fine artful disorder. Very good terms to give us the hint that Trump is afoot here. But, of course, nobody knew that when you're reading, but if with our retrospect we can – with our hindsight, we can see that. So, all right, very good. So, question number 1. What second-to-none myth erector and Maximus bridges maker was the first to rise taller through his beanstail than the blue gum blah 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 bon or the gigantous Wellingtonia sequoia? Semicolon. So, this is the first clause of hundreds of clauses that are describing the answer, Finn McCool. But we might want to look to see, or Ryan's going to tell us how to relate it to the Trump era. So.
Which is now. Which is now.
Yes. And it's a time of incredible information dissemination. So all this information that's swirling around the White House or the President or Trump is accurately laid out in this inventory for 13 pages of everything talked about. The inventory is incredible. So the end. So when I come to the end of a clause, I'll say end, and then go on to the next clause. So the first clause was what second to none, myth erector and Maximus bridges maker was the first to rise taller through his beanstail than the blue gum bababan or the gigantus Wellingtonia sequoia. Now that. We know Trump is a great exaggerator of his immense significance. And this is saying
never as big as it was. It's never as good as it was. It's never, I'm making it greater than, I'm making greatness greater. I'm going to have a greater greatness. I'm going to make America more America again. More America again.
Yeah. Right. So that's the end of the first clause. Second clause, describing this person or thing, went nudie boots with Troters into a Lafayette when she was barely in her tricklies. End.
Okay. Go back now. So now you're starting to see it's all being exposed now. Not then. The wake was trying to tell you what was going to happen. But it had to get up to here for you to recognize that, because if we came out, we said all kind of stuff and everybody just basically was running, setting their hair on fire, trying to get away, trying to say what was actually taking place when the pendulum swung so far the other way. So now you're starting to see creaks and cricks and echoes and problems and the beanstalk that's running which way up. So that you get to find out what the blue gum is, and the blue gum, that would be regarding, Biden, Joseph Robin Biden. This is, the problem that's so gigantic now that the Wellington Sequoia, which would be done with Trump, went nudie boots with the Trouters.
Yeah, so Trump's scandalous sexual life, early years, as hinted here, he went nudie boots with Troters into Olivia when she was barely in her tricklies. It's almost like talking about, they implied he had an affair with his daughter, right?
So yeah, of course, but they said that all along. They said that when he was in office, that she was just too cuddly with her dad, and she was too much. It was almost like Herbert Marshall McLuhan, by the way.
All right, that's the second clause. Third clause. Third clause, was well known to claw a conciliation cap onto the esker of his hoof. End. Fourth clause, sports, so describing it or him, sports a chain gangers Albert solemnly over his Hollander's epulence. End. Thought he weighed a new ton when there fell his first lap apple.
Uh-oh. There's a lap apple? There's a lap apple. Oh my God, no. Tell me there's not a lap apple. We've been waiting on, they told us, the FBI and 50 high up people told us that that was Russian disinformation and there wasn't a lap apple. There was no lap apple. And it's not true. But now all of a sudden, they've changed and now there is a lap apple. And oh, okay, well there was some stuff. Oh yeah. We did use peanuts and the lap apple and there was, we did see smoking crack. Yeah, his teeth were falling out and he got implants. Yes, we know. It's all that. And all the money changes and all the different issues. After he got a ton of money where they found it on his first, notice, here we go, the first lap apple. That gives the pose to rise that there's another lap apple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to that is heinously going to expose every single thing. And if it is a thing, and not Russian disinformation, then it's either all true or it's none true. See the rub?
Yeah. Now, what's amazing is you didn't include page 126 when you did this section before. You started in the middle of 127. And we didn't know
because there
it was
a...
about... We didn't know because what? You said because there wasn't?
Because it hadn't been exposed that it really was a laptop. Now, the four people that watched Fox News thought there might be a question about a laptop somewhere, but everybody else said, hell no, everybody's clear. The FBI does not lie. We go, oh, okay, glad you told us.
So what's it, we couldn't get to what this means until today, in the 52nd
today.
Episode.
Correct. That's the point.
It just came out last week or 2 weeks ago or something. It's a big deal.
So, well, it's just beginning. It's just beginning because they accept and come into this position and all of a sudden now it's like building to a crescendo. That's what you're seeing. The clawed of conciliation.
Right.
Cloud of conciliation. It's kind of like, okay, we were wrong, but we didn't mean to be wrong. Okay, we were liars, but we didn't need to be liars. You're misunderstanding. When we go before Congress and swear under oath, that's just our opinion. Not true or not, it's just what we think about it. We just think that way. It's not to the best of our record. Oh, well, that's classified. We can't be talking. Oh, well, well, that's under investigation. We can't be talking about. Oh, no, no, this is going to be, oh, no. We can't expose ourselves for the idiots that we may have become. We can't expose ourselves because of the idiocies that we have belabored the crystallizing positions that have been laid into the world, because everything is not American. America affects the world. It's been put into a place where it becomes ridiculous. I mean, people that have a little age on them, if there is such a thing as age, turn around and look and go, this is just crazy. This is crazy time. Everybody must be on the fentanyl because this don't make no sense. But now everything that you told us that so now is so, and now you're having to answer for it, but you don't want to answer. Gain of function. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Gain of function. Yeah. Y'all want to go ahead and put Fauci for president? Let this impeach Biden and put Fauci for president. That'd be that way to solve it all. He'd get it all worked out. Wouldn't take him but a minute.
Well, what's incredible is we first did this in the 8th episode. We weren't used to what Ian was seeing. But as we did the subsequent, 40 more episodes, we got to understand how Ian was on it. You could see the present. Our time in this old book, and we're better prepared to get this now than a year and a half ago, whenever this was done.
About five people were confused. They didn't understand like you know what going nudie boots was about.
Yeah, they don't even know what it means. I know the way. I've been doing Phineas Wade for 60 years. I deserve this inside view that Ian's giving. I hung around.
Uh-huh.
I studied with the best.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well.
So, now they talk about lately, the Democrats saying, yeah, we're going to have a reconciliation conference or convention or something. They are talking about, like they did in South Africa, there were so many mistakes made that we need to have a reconciliation or conciliation or something. That's actually being proposed. So here it is.
Uh-huh.
So, was well known to clod a conciliation cap onto the Escarabas Hooth, and sports of chain gangers, Albert Solmanly over his Hollander's opulence, and thought he weighed a new ton when there fell his first lap apple, and gave the heinousness of choice to every night betwixt Yesterdicks and Two Marys, and...
No, not Yesterdick, and Two Marys. Oh, my God, Two Marys at the same time. God, I think, Bob, now everybody that's listening, now be real careful. This is going to get sensitive. Don't get angry with us. Don't get angry with us. We did not do this. This is James Joyce. There might be reference to colored people coming up real soon, so be real careful. Don't be offended. Don't be offended. Go ahead.
Okay, just a second.
Well, I don't know. It couldn't be too bad to... The NAACP still uses that word. Maybe that's not so bad. Maybe nobody will be offended. We hope not.
I had to clear my throat. Okay, so we're at this Yesterdicks and Two Marys. Next clause. Had several successive colored cerebrine maids on the same big white drawing room hearth rug. And
oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, now we're going through... Now we're going through the cocaine-based, eight-ball-fueled weekends of debauchery enjoyed by, Hunter Biden, the first son, the not-dead son of, Biden.
It also echoes, Epstein, who's working in this world.
Yeah, you gotta watch out. You better stay apart from them Yesterdicks. They'll get you going pretty bad betwixt the Yesterdick. You better be careful with that, them kind of parties. It might not go the way you want.
Is a Wilberforce to this hour at house as he was in Heather, and pump the Catholic war tree and shock the Protestant boyne, and killed his own hungry self in anger as a young man. Killed his own hungry self in anger as a young man. Yeah, Trump did that. And found fodder for five when all Marken Rose go flooded. And
Now wait. Now that's not a fodder for five. That's the Bob Five Potting model. That's being applied right now. But now you can't really draw a pinhead yet because you don't know all the details. You have the quadrants, but you don't know the spaces. So the lines and spaces are how you fit it together. But that'll come. That'll come here. Just won't take long, but may not be this particular thing. Because you're going to have to get to the hexatic before this makes any sense. Now, go ahead, Bob. We don't want to spoil your rage.
But the Trump era really supported my chart, which was made way back in 1995.
Trump era is now.
Yeah, and it created all kinds of fodder for my five-bodied map. So, yes, Joyce predicted the success.
It'd be great when you get it. It'd be great when you get it finished.
Okay, yes. Found fodder for five when all Mark and Rose go flooded. And with here Irish or high Irish, Tudors Cornish made easy. And voucher of rotables, toll of the road. And
Y'all, we got bad news. The banking system is done.
Yeah, this weekend.
So the voucher of rotables, that's your market, that's your bank, the toll of the road, that's the price you're going to pay.
It began with the Knights Templar 1,000 years ago, toll of the road, right? That's how they started.
It wasn't a toll of the road. It was so that they could get there. They were the robbers. They would rob you in coaches. So they did this. The toll of the road was you give the fella here your money. You pay a fee, and then you pick up the money at the other end so you know you make it through the woods.
Yeah.
And so it's not a toll. It was a premium you had to pay to get your money. Otherwise, you didn't get your money out.
But that's after the knights were raiding people and scaring them to implement the toll, the insurance.
Because they called it other. They called it scallywags doing it, but they were the scallywags getting paid. Yeah. Either way. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So then the next section, bred many-headed stepsons for one leap-your-own totter in. Is too funny for a fish and has too much outside for an insect in.
Yeah.
Like a heptagon crystal and prisms, trues, and I'll do that again. Like a heptagon crystal and prisms, trues, and fausts for us in. Is infinite swell in unfitting indumens. And
here's what's happening now. They're setting the stage. It's like, oh my God, we made a mistake. This is terrible. This is awful. Fauci did what? Okay, now we're going into the hexatic. And those crystals are going to be, or in prison, these truths that Fauci has set us. The unsweating indumens or indictment. Go ahead.
Is infinite swell in unfitting endowments, and once was he shoveled, and once was he arson, and once was he inundered, and she hung him out Bill Bailey. And
There I go. And here's what's happened now. He's been caught at it, and now it's on, because now he's got the answer for it. He's got to make the connection between the gain of function, the document, Bird actually has those documents, so he probably won't share them. But anyway, the document in Massachusetts that funded Wuhan and the whole nine yards to go with that. So that's a whole another conversation of connect the dots. But that's all been laid out. But when it was laid out, nobody believed it. No, because that's not possible. The Americans not going to pay China to make a coronavirus to kill everybody on the planet. Fuck, what sense does that make? Why in the world would the United States of America pay China Lab to construe a virus that there's nothing that can overcome it to kill everybody in the world? And then make everybody get a vaccination that's killing everybody more than the coronavirus has killed them. It's pretty classic if you really look at it, but it's becoming, which is a becoming stage of, procusal.
But that happened during Trump's era. So this he that got arsoned and was in under and she hung him out, Dillbill, it can be Trump as well as Biden.
Yeah, both. Well, you're going to see that we're going into quadrants now. We said we could do a thin thread because you got to do the quadrants. That's next. Come on.
Yeah, next section. Has a quadrant in his tile to tell Toler Cad a clog it is. Wow, there it is, quadrant. What do you think of that, Bert? Anybody else here knows my chart? My chart.
Toler Cad a clog. Toler Cad a clog. The Speaker of the House. A quadrant in his tile to tell the Speaker of the House it is. Go ahead.
That would be Pelosi or McCarthy.
No, no.
His name is.
McCarthy. McCarthy, because now you're having to come up and now we're having to realize that now that Fauci's retired, quote-unquote retired, that he should be impaled.
All right, next section. Offers chances to long on, but stands up to Leggy before. And found coal at the end of his harrow and moss roses behind the scenes. Didn't Trump renew the coal industry?
He did.
Yeah.
He sure did, before. But see, then it all got... Go ahead.
Yeah, he found coal at the end of his harrow and moss roses behind the scenes. And made a fort out of his postern and wrote F-E-R-T, capital letters, on his buckler. Wrote F-E-R-T on his buckler.
What does F-E-R-T stand for, Bob?
I don't have my annotations here. I don't know. We'll find out.
It doesn't matter. That's not the right thing. The first, affirmative position is when this gets done. This was what was Trump's moniker that he was trying to say is, and then the first on his buckler, he put his saying like MAGA, same way he put MAGA on the hat. And now, of course, Biden is running around saying that those malicious MAGA people are going to destroy everything. While meanwhile, even just as today, he's now drilling in Alaska and he's having to undo or put back in the Trump era border crossing system, which had no sneak about. I mean, you had a handful. They always got called. So
now you're saying
the first.
Biden's rebuilding the Trump stuff?
Yes, but he's having to redo it as of today.
Okay, so you blipped out. The deferred or something, you said done, undone. But it got blipped.
Yeah,
so.
Everything that Trump did that was one. Day one, Biden came in and undid everything. Okay?
Yeah.
And now Biden is having to put it back. You'll see in just a second. Yeah. He lays it out perfectly. Go ahead.
And FERT refers to that. Being
you'll see
canceled.
It. You'll see it in just, you'll just see it in just a second.
Okay. Made a fort out of his postern and wrote FERT on his buckler. Is escape master in chief from all sorts of outing places. If he out-harried
mostly Delaware. Mostly in Delaware.
All right. Is escape master in chief from all sorts of hooting places. And if he out-harries against Barkers to the shoe bread, he acts whitely. And was evacuated at the mere appearance of three germ huns and twice besieged by a sweep. And.
Yep. That's the documents and the more documents that they're even finding even now. They found more today. You won't hear about it for a few days because they're trying to wait for a nice Friday to tell you more bad news.
Where did they find these ones?
The other house, the beach house.
Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Oh, okay. Biden. All right. Now this next clause is where we began in the eighth session. We began with this clause, which says, from zoomorphology to omni-animalism, he is broached by the spin of a coin. Now, is that referring to Trump or Biden there?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Well, no, wait, now go back. Read again. Go back and read again. It does both. Go ahead.
From zoomorphology to omni-animalism, so zoomorphology is Trump. To Biden is omni-animalism. He is Bruce by the spin of a coin.
Correct.
Does that mean...
Let's see what this is. Everything Trump did great, Biden's undoing. Then now Biden's caught in his stuff, and now he's going to be drawn and quartered, it looks like, pretty quick here, because it's getting ugly. When Adam Schiff won't stand up for you, you have trouble.
So they both were brooched by the spin of a coin.
Exactly right. That's right.
Okay.
Both levels.
Mm-hmm. Right. The next section. Towers. In Eddystone amid the lampless, casting swan beams on the deep. In. Threatens thunder upon malefactors and sends whispers up frau-frau's frou-frous. In.
Right.
When Duke Bookbackrook upsets his ass booze-a-worthy's jeer, and junket, but they booze him, ooze, and baz his ass when he looks like Hunkett Plunkett. Is that about Trump or Biden?
That's about Biden. Where they're saying, now they're saying, uh-oh, there's some malevolence going up here. We gotta figure out what's going on. And then we gotta go back to the dark spot. That's where Edison lost his lamp. So there's a theory quickly now with no electricity. We'll
right,
be waiting on swan beams.
Right, where's the word dark? I don't see the word dark.
Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. Brooched by the spin of a coin, towers and Edison amid the lamplit,
casting
swan beams on the deep.
Right. Okay. Then we did the next paragraph, ends in Hunk and Plunkett. The next clause. Now, the next clause. By so-and-so's and search a party on a lady of this city. Would that be Pelosi? By so-and-so's
a party? No. This is going to be the end of Hillary Rotten Clinton.
Hmm. By so-and-so's and search
but
a
you
party
have,
on...
Because you haven't heard any peep out of her lately. Just little bites here and there. But there, that Hillary won't feel the cling... of this problem, but the name will. That's what needs to get corrected here.
Because she's a double.
Yeah, not born as
not the original.
A Rodham.
So, yeah, so they're going to do a search on her.
No, they're going to, no, it's not a search. It's basically pinning the tail on the donkey. Well, if everything else wasn't true, then this wasn't true either. I mean, it's the same way when Trump won the election in 16, they said, this was not a right election, this isn't right, this isn't supposed to go, la, 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 all that crap. And then when it happened on the other side and Trump said the same thing, they were like, oh, you ridiculous. The chain of power, the transfer of power, peaceful transfer of power, you bad boy, you're a bad.